Brody Smith from the Crows here, and proud ambassador for Murray Bridge Toyota.
Boy, do I love these Crows!
It's time to catch up with one of my teammates.
We're the pride of South Australia. We're the mighty Adelaide Crows.
Kexie was back, they got it back the Lions. Needs to kick the goal to make up for that, and he does! Well, he might not have got the mark, but I tell you what, he's got a TGM goal of the day contender, and Adelaide go to a 22-point lead.
Could not have hit that ball sweeter, and it went sailing through, and you could see the animation after we kicked it. He was absolutely stoked.
Yeah, talking about young Jared Lyons, played in the last six games for Adelaide. They've won the six, so he's obviously the reason they've done that. Five times he's played at the MCG. That was his first win, so it would have been put a big smile on the face. Jared, thanks for joining us, and well done. You're stringing a few games together.
No worries, guys. Thanks for having me. Yeah, it's been nice to play in a few in a row and get a bit of consistency about my footy and, I guess, the team as well.
I can't claim that stat Leaf gave it to me. Is that true, the first time you played in the winning side there out of five attempts?
I can't actually remember winning there beforehand. Yeah, it probably sounds about right, to be honest.
Well, Jared, what's going on out at Adelaide? I know there aren't too many injuries, but boy, it's been a remarkable season. You're only one game out of top position. A lot of people didn't rate the Crows so highly, I think, including myself and Kane and the so-called experts at the start of the year. But what do you put it down to, that the consistency of the team?
I think it's just an enjoyable place to be around. I think everyone's just enjoying their footy. It probably started in pre-season. I mean, we had a really good pre-season. Pikey came in and made a few changes and did what he needed to do. But overall, we were just in a really good position and to carry on from last year, I guess. And yeah, it's just been really enjoyable. The footy club's going well and it's a happy place to be at the moment.
It was a tough year last year. The club did well after the tragedy of Phil Walsh. Camparelli stepped in up to the plate, did well. But looks like the club's made a really good choice in a man that is well-respected in Dom Pike. No fuss, comes in there and hasn't missed a beat.
Yeah, he's. I guess he's just a really calm influence on the group. He just tends to have that feeling about him. Sort of everyone wants to jump on board and follow him. He's not that yell and screaming type coach. He gets his point across really clear and blokes are really wanting to play for him.
What's your relationship with him like, Jared? He seems to have backed you in. How often do you speak to him? You got a good one-on-one relationship?
Yeah, I mean, we obviously spoke to him a fair bit throughout the start of the year, not being in the side and sort of just working out what I need to do to play each week. So I guess when you're on the fringe, you tend to speak to him more than you normally would. And, he's been really clear with the messaging. And, it's nice to probably play a few games now. And he's probably backed me in, which is good.
No, we get a lot of texts to the show. AFL players are overpaid and they're precious. They have it all easy. My co-host next to me, David Wilde, thinks you're overpaid. But
I'm not saying Jared's overpaid.
I
said you were.
No, I want to go inside the life of a man who lives on the edge. And you said you've been on the fringe. It's not all glitz and glamour, is it? Give us your mindset.
No, not at all. Yeah, I mean, every week you sort of wait for that phone call, whether you're in the side and you're going to be out or whether you're on the edge and you're going to come in. And yeah, I guess it's a bit of a nervous waiting game each week. And after the games, you sort of wonder, what's going to happen? And, it's not easy when you're sort of on the edge. And, I mean, it's nice to finally, I think, six games in a row is the most I've played. So, it's not easy at all.
What does it do to your mental health, and not being dramatic by it? But it's a difficult way to live. Does it keep you up at night? Do you worry about it? Do you stress?
I've sort of been in the position for a few years now that you kind of you kind of know how to deal with it. I mean, by no means is it easy, but yeah, you find ways. I mean, I like to go out and play golf and just get out there, and that sort of takes my mind away from footy. So that's probably one release I tend to do. But yeah, there's no easy way around it really, other than playing good footy, which helps you stay on the side.
I'm doing that at the moment. What is your contract status? I believe you're out of contract this year.
Yeah, I'm out of contract at the moment, so...
How are those discussions progressing with the club? Is it looking positive? Are you comfortable with where it sits?
Yeah, I'm comfortable where it sits at the moment. I mean, that's probably something my manager and the club sort of work through behind the scenes. I tend to try and stay out of it as much as I can while we're playing footy. I mean, I got basically just got to focus on playing. That's probably what's going to get my contract over the line, so...
You're an interesting case, Jared, so I thought you... played a couple of really good games before you got dropped last time. We asked David Noble about that. We actually made the point saying we thought you were really stiff. And he said it was all a matter of team balance, who comes in, who's there to pick from. But he wasn't saying you weren't playing well. So the last time you did get put back to the reserves, what reason did they give you then? Can you remember?
Yeah, it was a while ago. I basically was that sort of team balance, and I think they had Crouchy coming back, and I guess they wanted to get him into the side. And, I was sort of told that, it wasn't too much to do with form, etc., but I guess I wasn't having a massive impact in the game, so I'd just go back and play a couple of good sample games, and I guess that's all it took, and, got back in and sort of haven't looked back since.
Well, that's a key thing. Don't spit the dummy, play well when you go back. Who's your mentor, if you like? Is it Tomo? Is it Sloaney? Who's the one you're trying to learn off?
I've been doing a little bit of work with Tomo, sort of similar stoppage type player, and he's been around for a long time, and he's been really good this year in terms of not only sort of working on his own game, but bringing others with him. I mean, you've got like me, myself, Dean Gore, Matty Crouch, I guess Brad Crouch to an extent, but all sort of play that similar position. So he's kind of taken us under his wing and really, I guess, led by example as well on the field and off the field.
Brett Burton's impact is an interesting one this year. The group has never been in better shape injury-wise and fitness-wise. Just give us, pump up the Birdman, if you like.
I bet you love that too. Bird's a great, like, I mean, I didn't know him before this year, but... Yeah, he's come in. I guess it's not just Bird. I mean, we've got Matty Bode and Will Morgan and all these blokes behind the scenes that I guess don't get the recognition of the head performance coach. But he's put in a really good program, and I guess all the people underneath him are keen to work from him, and a lot of work goes in behind the scenes. I mean, a lot of people don't realise how many hours the strength coach, the GPS guys, and just the physios in general put in behind the scenes. So, it's a credit to them to get the club to where it is now.
And your brother Corey, we believe, will be in the draft this year. Is it a chance we could have the Crouch brothers and the Lyons brothers at the Crows?
Yeah, he sort of sprung up this year, and he's playing some really good footy. And he played a few games in the Metro side and played really well. They won the championship. So
similar player to yourself, is he?
Yeah, he's pretty similar. I think he played a bit on the wing, actually, in the Metro side, but for TAC Cup, he's been playing midfield and going a bit forward. So, he's had a really good year, and hopefully, fingers crossed, he can, get drafted, and hopefully I'm around next year, and, we get to play
You'll
together. Or against
You're
each other
fine.
Anyway.
Yeah, the game number 7 this week in a row, that'd be fantastic. We reckon Charlie Cameron will keep up with Usain Bolt over 10. Is he the quickest player you've seen? I don't think I've seen a player run faster when he's having a shot for goal. Maybe he needs just to slow down a fraction, Jared, but boy, hasn't he been explosive recent times.
Yeah, I think Charlie's he's finally got that confidence in himself that he can take the game on. And he's probably one of the quickest players over 10, 20 metres in the AFL. So he's starting to really back himself when he gets the ball. I mean, you just see him pick it up and those first 5 steps, he's pretty much gone. So,
bit similar to yourself.
Bit more of a grinder, I find, but it's awesome to watch. Just sometimes you find yourself sitting on the bench watching him put in that sidestep and just disappear. Yeah. So
what astounds me, Jared, is you look at the size, and we came back with the Crows on the plane on the weekend. He's just a whippet, and you look at Jakey Need, and yet the fantastic tacklers. They can bring down the big men, maybe weigh 70 kilo, and bring down the big 100 kg player. Fantastic tackler.
Yeah, I think you find Charlie actually had a rugby background growing up. I think he grew up in Queensland and spent a bit of time up there and played a lot of rugby. So I guess that's where he gets his tackling ability from.
We just had a text in. This one's from Paul Seedsman. He wants to know, Jared, in your opinion, who's the best golfer at the club?
I bet you would think that. Well, if you look at handicap wise, I think Pikey would be the best.
Oh, Pikey's
what's he off?
Two,
he plays off for scratch or one around that. So,
what about the player? What about the players?
Player wise, I think I'm off about 5.
Well,
so
there you go.
I'd be running second, but Cedo's not far behind. I think he's off about 10 or 12 at the moment. So.
You remember anywhere?
I play at Grange.
Oh, beautiful! Two great courses there.
Yeah, it is a beautiful course down there.
Well, Jared, well done, young fellow. We watch your games, and it's great to see you getting regularity too, playing some good footy. So true of the Crows, and a big chance to push up for the top position. No doubt you'll be barracking for Port Adelaide too on Thursday to
come
knock
on
the Hawks.
Come on, Port.
Mate, I'm just happy to watch the game of footy. I'm not too fast.
Good on you, Jared. Go back and practice the putting. Thanks, mate.
Beautiful. Thanks, guys.
Jared Lyons. Yeah. A good story, Kane, because you see a few that go in and out, and it takes a while to make yourself, believe
in
footy.
One of the nicest guys, I'm not just saying it, you see him around, I see him often at coffee shops in Glenelg, always stops and has a chat, but he's a great lad, a great chat, Jared Lyons.
Talking Crows, brought to you by Murray Bridge Toyota, with concierge care to make your experience fun and hassle-free.